Plutocrats Unite, Big Tech, Business Lobby, Outsourcers Demand Amnesty. By John Binder on March 21, 2019. Executives from the country's largest tech conglomerates, the big business lobby, and multinational corporations synonymous with outsourcing American jobs are demanding Congress pass the latest Democrat plan giving amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. A new plan by House Democrats known as the Dream and Protection Act gives amnesty to nearly 3 million illegal aliens who are eligible and enrolled in former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. Aside from the nearly 3 million DACA-enrolled and DACA-eligible illegal aliens who would be able to permanently stay in the U.S., providing a flooded market with lower wages for the business lobby, the amnesty would be extended to the nearly 500,000 foreign nationals who are currently living in the country on temporary protected status, TPS. The amnesty is so expansive that even DACA-eligible and DACA-enrolled illegal aliens who have already been deported from the U.S. would be allowed to apply for amnesty and eventually permanently resettle back in the country. In a letter to Congress, the wealthiest CEOs and executives from multinational corporations like IBM and Verizon, as well as tech giants like Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Twitter, have joined a new coalition to demand a DACA amnesty be swiftly passed. "We write to urge the new Congress to act immediately and pass a bipartisan, permanent legislative solution to enable Dreamers who are currently living, working, and contributing to our communities to continue doing so. With the reopening of the federal government and the presumptive restart of immigration and border security negotiations, now is the time for Congress to pass a law to provide Dreamers the certainty they need. These are our friends, neighbors, and co-workers, and they should not have to wait for court cases to be decided to determine their fate when Congress can act now," emphasis added. The signers of the letter include IBM CEO Ginni Rometty, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Apple CEO Tim Cook, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Verizon CEO Hans Vestberg, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon, General Motors CEO Mary Barra, Microsoft Corporation President Brad Smith, U.S. Chamber of Commerce CEO Thomas Donahue, Koch Industries Martin Slark. The letter and list of signers can be found here. Corporations like IBM, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft have all sought to outsource American jobs by importing foreign workers through the H-1B visa program. Every year, more than 100,000 foreign workers are brought to the U.S. on the H-1B visa and allowed to stay for up to 6 years. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. More than 85,000 Americans a year potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B visa program. A DACA amnesty, like the one proposed by House Democrats, would allow a constant flow of cheaper, foreign labor to the U.S. for decades by keeping the process known as chain migration intact, where newly amnestied illegal aliens could bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country with them. Should each amnesty beneficiary bring 6 foreign relatives to the U.S. over the next decade or so, this would be a total population of more than 16 million foreign nationals who benefited from the amnesty. A DACA amnesty plan would also crush wage gains that America's working and middle class have enjoyed in President Trump's Hire American economy, a bonus for the big business lobby and corporate interests, who prefer a low-wage economy with decreased labor costs. Every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of American workers' occupations reduces their weekly wages by about 0.5%, researcher Stephen Camerota has found. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.5% because of current legal immigration levels. In a state like Florida, where immigrants make up about 25.4% of the labor force, American workers have their weekly wages reduced by about 12.5%. In California, where immigrants make up 34% of the labor force, American workers' weekly wages are reduced by potentially 17%. Likewise, every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of low-skilled U.S. occupations reduces wages by about 0.8%. Should 15% of low-skilled jobs be held by foreign-born workers, It would reduce the wages of native-born American workers by perhaps 12%. Currently, the nation's Washington, D.C. imposed policy on mass legal immigration, where about 1.5 million unskilled legal immigrants are admitted to the U.S. every year, is a boon to corporate executives, Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates. As working and middle-class Americans have their wealth redistributed to the country's top earners through wage stagnation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.